ఓం శాంతి. ఓం శాంతి. ఆగే పిచ్చే సభలు ఓం శాంతి. హమ్ తీన్ వారి ఓం శాంతి క్యూ కహతీ హూ?
వై డు ఐ సే ఓం శాంతి త్రీ టైమ్స్? ద ఫస్ట్ టైమ్ ఇస్ టు డెవలప్ ది అవేర్నెస్ ఆఫ్ హూ ఐ యామ్. The second time is to connect with the one up above, and the third time is to understand what I have to be now to be peaceful. We don't have to think too much about anything. So first, point the finger inwards. Who am I? Second, who do I belong to? And third, what do I have to be and do in this world? And so my brother has a lot of love for me. We have met before as well, and he hasn't forgotten this meeting that we had, because there is this pure feeling inside that we belong to the One. So my brother, you will become an angel because you have invoked the angels in the spirit of us being one family. The Supreme Soul, our Father, gives us signals. You signal with your fingers, and there is this signal, hey souls, stop wondering. And the attachment and the ego that still lies in the intellect, free yourself from that. Become free. Let go of ego and attachment and become free. If ego and attachment finish, then anger will also disappear. When ego goes, attachment goes, and anger also goes. Then where will greed stay? How can greed remain? When we become free of these vices, who's going to be free of these vices? Who? Those who recognize and accept themselves to be the children of God, they will make the effort to free themselves from vices. When we recognize and we accept this fact, and according to the time we say that we belong to the One up above and that He belongs to us, do you understand this aspect? Brother Robin, Charlie, you should sit with my brother. He's a very good brother. Robin and Charlie, you've had so much sustenance for over 30 years, and my brother in the last 24 hours has received so much. Who am I? Look inside. Who do I belong to? And what do I need to do in the world? These are the pure feelings that are in his mind. By seeing the conditions of the world, there are many souls like him who are deeply thinking and searching for an easy way for others, an easy way to free the world from sorrow and peacelessness, and to free the world from deception. Because there are many people out there that are under a lot of deception. How can they be freed? In our spiritual efforts, we have been taught four subjects by God the Supreme. And He is inspiring us to study well. And those who recognize and accept this, that whilst sitting in this body, I, the soul, am a child of the Supreme whilst living in this body. And so when you said we are one family, where did this voice come from? In what spirit did you say this? It's because we are one family,
family hai,
and we belong to that one. When there is this awareness and consciousness of being one family, the soul is able to receive power from God, and all duality and conflict finishes. The duality that exists because of language, caste, culture, religion, creed, all of that disappears when we have this awareness of one family. And that's why Baba has created, God has created this place for us to experience this. And I'm very happy that my brother has come to this place to see practically what God the Supreme, how He's carrying out His work to bring a future new world of heaven. And how we are practically drawing power from the Supreme, how He is filling us with the power of peace, of love, of happiness. And through that power, all negativity finishes. This is God's desire for us, that all of my children become angels. Because the feet of angels never touch the ground, they're always above the ground. Before, human beings used to hold out their hands to beg that they want something out of desires. Now, we have become free from that, and our hands come together in respect with this feeling that we don't need anything. Once we have experienced peace, love and happiness, we don't need anything else. We only need what is needed for the body, food, simple clothes, and this is why Brahma Baba inspired us to wear white clothes, because when we are all dressed as one, then we look like angels. And when we're full of spirituality, we're able to smile. I didn't know much English, but when I first went to England in 1974, and when the former head, Prakash Mani Dadi, had come to England, then we'd made a beautiful banner to tell her that you've come to Angel Land. You haven't come to England, but you've come to Angel Land. We'd created a beautiful banner like this to welcome her at the airport in England. Today, Brother Nirwair was having a chit-chat with us, and he was saying that the experience, how we experience God here, we won't experience God in the same way in heaven. And Nirwair Bhai had said that it's at these beautiful moments in time that we can experience real attainment from God. In the new world, we don't need anything. We have everything. Once desires, we let go of desires, then what happens? Whatever that one up above gives, we're able to receive that. Thoughts, words and actions. We have to check these three. We go inside and we check the quality of each of these. How elevated are my thoughts, my words and my actions? The words that come from our mouth, they can break hearts, or words that emerge from our mouth can mend hearts. If you ask in the whole world, many people's hearts are broken. They've become pieces. It's not that they've broken and there's a slight crack, but they've completely broken into small pieces. And now we have to bring those pieces together so that they can become peaceful again. But first, we have to become peaceful. This is a very subtle aspect. How has the world become degraded? How has it spoiled? It's the same land, it's the same sky, the five elements. You know, all the five elements, fire, earth, air, wind, water. But it's through the words and the karma of human beings and through negative thoughts. Look at what that has resulted in the world. And now the Father comes to teach us. And so I feel that I am still a student even now. I'm not a teacher. I have this bhavana, these pure feelings inside, that God the Father is teaching me. He is making me completely truthful. He's making me into a flawless diamond. This is a human life, and human beings can destroy the value of their own life through negativity. But through positivity, they can recreate the value of their lives. God gives us this understanding and gives us the power to transform from negative to positive. This is why 70 years ago, Baba had told us in Karachi, child, first, the actions come first and then speak. Let it practically show through your life and then you can talk about these things. So when people say to me, you know, how do you speak? I don't sit here with books and speak through a book. I don't do that. But whatever I've been taught through that one up above, whatever I've learned in my life, and I've made practical, that's what I'm sharing with all of you, my brothers and sisters. And we have to care for each other as well. There was a brother who had introduced me when we were on tour in England one time, and he'd given my introduction. And he said, she is the one, when he introduced me, she cares, she shares, and she inspires. It's easy to do this, is it not? We shouldn't be careless in any aspect. We have to remain careful and we have to take care of each other. With feelings of sympathy, when we have sympathy for others, we experience happiness. With honesty, with love, to share what we have with others in our life and to create a feeling of belonging amongst each other. Nowadays in the world, we have friends and relatives. They may be here today, they may go tomorrow. But the soul connection is an eternal connection. Even if the soul leaves the body, that connection remains. And so when we come together in this connection and we connect with God and attain the power of peace, of love, of purity, we have to use this power to inspire each other. By coming into Mount Abu and by staying here, we felt as if we were being inspired by the one up above, do this, do this, do this. And we experience this in meditation. What is meditation anyway? It's very simple. When everyone shares the same feeling in a gathering, then in 1 minute the atmosphere can become peaceful. Nobody can have any other thought about anything else. Nothing of the past and nothing old can influence me. We're free. And then throughout the day we also have the directions from up above. Hey soul, recognize yourself, look at yourself. Who am I and who do I belong to? I shouldn't look out and say, well, this one should do that, this one should do that, that one should do this. I remember when I was in Israel, there were four places where I had programs for lectures, different places. And at that time, everyone's saying it was good. Everybody says everything is good, 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 but there's no need to use this word but. If everything's good, then take what is good. There's no need for buts. Then the second aspect, people say, well, we'll try. Well, you're receiving such elevated spiritual treasures. What do you mean you're going to just try? All of a sudden, your fortune has opened. My brother said thanks to me, and I said, no need to say thanks. Our fortune has opened. By us meeting together, it's a beautiful fortune, and because, hopefully because of this meeting we've had, let the fortune of others open. So we don't have to say but, and we don't have to use the word try. And then the third aspect is people say, well, it's going to take a bit of time. And then I smiled and said, it's time to transform. So how can we use time in a worthwhile way? And time itself is telling us, time is requesting and inviting us to transform. It's saying, do you want to transform? And God says, come. Come, come, come to me.
This is time.
This is now time to transform. It's time to change. And so the words that we would use, that we use, when we change, the world changes. I have practically seen the proof of this, that when we change, then others receive inspiration to change, seeing our transformation. And it becomes very easy for others. And then the fourth word, people say, do you think this is possible for me? The word possible. Look at language. Look what language does to the soul and to consciousness. Using the words but, try, it takes time, possible, is it possible? Everything is possible. Whoever has connected, whoever has recognized, connected and made the Supreme Father belong to them, that one is fortunate. I have made him belong to me, he has made me belong to him. And he is the Almighty Authority, the one with all powers. And this is what we have to do in meditation, is learn the art of drawing all powers from the Supreme. Because that's what he's doing in meditation. He's giving us power. And that's influencing our attitude. And through our attitude, we are able to create a powerful atmosphere. And these vibrations that are created through our attitude are able to reach thousands of miles away. Do you feel this is possible to do? So I remember these four words from my time in Israel. These are the four words that I keep reminding everyone. Don't speak them. But try takes time and possible. So, let's pay attention to time and to the Father. Time says, do it now, and the Father shows us what we need to do and how we need to do it. And say bye-bye to everything else. Bring these two hands together, one of time and one of God, and say goodbye to everything else. Those who want to become this, who want to transform, can do that now. Many souls want freedom, and God says, you can be free now. You can experience that freedom and liberation whilst living in this body. Don't create any impure or negative thoughts through your mind, through your thoughts, through your words, and through your actions. Pay attention to this. Go deep in your thinking. ask yourself, what quality of thoughts do I need to create? They need to be pure and they need to be peaceful. They need to be positive. And deep inside, these thoughts, these pure, peaceful thoughts are cleaning my intellect. And then the heart experiences strength and power inside. The hurt that was in the heart becomes healed and the heart becomes strong. Whatever sins I may have committed in the past, they are forgiven. They are forgiven. God forgives them. No human being can forgive until I have received forgiveness and asked for forgiveness from the Supreme. Then my own sinful actions will give me a guilty conscience. I will experience it biting and the guilt of my own previous actions. I remember one time in Australia, Charlie had kept this topic for a program called Forgive and Forget. Forgive yourself and then God will forgive you and the one that you and others will also forgive you. Through forgiveness we can forget. But if you don't forget, if you don't forgive yourself, that is, you keep remembering your own mistake, you remember the mistakes of others, then you can't forget and you can't perform good actions. It's very, very important to forgive. It is the work of an elevated soul, a soul that has pure feelings, that is able to forgive. A person who is trapped in body consciousness, who has a limited consciousness, can never forgive. Such a soul will experience God's power being filled within them, the soul. And with that power, they're able to forget. The power to forget brings the power to forgive. I have often seen this in Brahma Baba. I used to see this, that whenever I used to make a mistake, I would tell, related to Brahma Baba, even if it was a small mistake. I never told Baba that, well, actually it was somebody's mistake, I saw this. No, I would always relate to him my mistake. And so one time I had written to Baba a letter, and I came in front of Baba, and as I came in front of Baba, I said, Baba, I wrote to you about my mistake. And Baba said to me, child, why are you repeating again? It's happened, it's finished, forget it. And it felt so good that day, that I realized that he forgives us, but he also gives us the power to forget. And so this is what we have to be for each other, that no matter what happens, nothing, maintain this feeling that nothing has happened. Don't keep pointing out, well, this one has done that, this one has done that, and you repeat it in your mind, they've done this, or you speak about someone's mistake, you repeat it. God is teaching us how to make elevated spiritual effort, and if we still engage in petty things like this, these petty things are a sin, actually. To look at anyone's mistake, to repeat those mistakes, to think about that mistake, to relate it to others, that's a sin. So imagine what my condition will become. And so in the history hall, Brahma Baba was standing once by the window and Mama was sitting inside. And Mama was conducting a class. And I just related something to Baba. And Baba said, child, whatever people relate to you, understand that whatever it is they're relating to you, they're actually collecting those things inside. It means they don't have anything good inside to play with. If they're relating anything negative to you, these are the things they're playing with inside. And since that time, I really was very careful with myself that I shouldn't listen to anything negative about anyone, nor should I speak anything negative about anyone. God is reminding us, what are these ears for? What are these eyes for that you have received? What is this mouth for? How are we going to become angels? Angels have ears, eyes, and a face, but they also have wings, because they have the wings of good wishes and pure feelings for everyone. The one up above is giving, and they have the desire to give to others. And so we have to look after our heart, our mind, and our conscience and intellect in this way. We must reflect and go inside deeply and examine each of these. Look at your conscience. Your conscience speaks, it understands, but we still don't listen to the conscience. It tells us what is right from wrong, but our ego won't allow us to listen to the conscience. And that's why Baba explains to us, children, check yourself inside. Is there any ego hidden anywhere that will not allow you to become truthful? That will not allow your drishti to see what is good? Because actually, let your vision only see what is good. If they don't become good tomorrow, they will become good. If they're not good today, they will become good tomorrow. And your vision will affect your attitude. We know that when we change, the world will change. But the sound of transformation will only reach the world when we awaken our own transformation. Why do we have this gathering here? We have this gathering so that it can help us to transform, so that we can change. We are able to check ourselves inside. Realize what weaknesses, what mistakes, what is still lacking inside. And then when we sit in yoga and remembrance of God, we finish all of those things. But if we still look at others' weaknesses, then it's as if we're infected by other people's weaknesses when we think about them. God is giving us such an injection that in one go we are able to create beautiful vibrations through which people are served, the vibrations of purity, of truth, of honesty, of peace. It's as if we're being filled with these vibrations, we're absorbing these vibrations inside. And so when these vibrations are coming inside us, it's almost as if they're also reaching the rest of the world. This is what we call bhavna, pure feelings. And I like this term, pure feelings and good wishes. There was a book published of it in Hindi and English, and I really enjoyed reading it. To have pure feelings inside, check. Check your feelings. Are they always pure? And so now, feel great. It's through pure feelings that we can feel great. Continue to be a bestower and give those pure feelings, and you will become an embodiment of them. And then we will become angels. We are detached whilst living in this world, but we are beloved. We are loved by God. God is truth and God is love. So first truth works, and then God's love can work on us. The condition of the world is degraded. People, human beings are distressed. But why is it that we have this gathering? We have this gathering to spread those vibrations of peace. The other day I heard that there are people here from 80 countries. Why have they come here? They've come here to receive peace and give peace. Okay? Om Shanti. My heart desires to give all of you totally.